Yes, hello. Welcome back to another Football Australia podcast. Chris Karouli with you once again from Under-23s camp in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. And it's a pleasure to be joined by Alu Kwol and Josh Nisbet. Boys, how's it going?
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Alu, you've had a bit of travel over the last few weeks. I guess, how's camp treating you in these first few days?
I'm enjoying it. The boys are good, so happy to be here.
Awesome. What about training? When I was chatting to Pat Wood and Rawlins yesterday, they named you as one of the better head tennis players in the squad. Did you enjoy that?
Nah, I wasn't pretty good, actually.
A bit frustrated?
Nah, but I was good personally, but my teammates, questionable.
Okay, got to go back to the training pit.
We had a goalkeeper. That's it. Enough said, bro. Enough said.
Got to get onto the selectors about it. All good.
Yeah, for sure.
Josh, first call up to the national team. This one for you. You had the chance to pull on the green and gold, at least the training kit the other day. How did that feel?
Yeah, it feels good. It's my first time being here and I'm going to try and take it with two hands and I'm enjoying it so much so far.
Yeah, awesome. How did you find out the news?
Just by everyone else. Sort of got notified and that I was in the selection phase and then got notified that I was in the squad. So yeah, over the moon.
Yeah, was it kind of something you've obviously wanted to happen for a while now?
Yeah. Look, I've been aiming for a while. I thought maybe I was at the age where they sort of skip past me at this stage, but fortunately I got included.
Yeah, awesome. What about your family? I'm kind of keen to ask both of you this question. How did your family react to the news that you'd be, you know, playing for Australia?
I didn't even tell them until I told them, like, oh, I'm leaving on Sunday. I got to fly out. So they were, like, shocked. But, yeah, they were, like, happy, obviously. So they just wished me luck. And, yeah, man.
Yeah, I told my parents pretty early on and spread like fire. And all my relatives knew as well. And, yeah, I think everyone was just happy and excited for me.
Yeah. You both, I guess, kind of have similar stories, you know, coming from big families, from Queensland, from Victoria, and moving up and meeting on the Central Coast, I guess. Tell us a bit about the journey, Alu, if you want to start, to sort of get to this point and how you ended up getting to know this guy.
Shout out Monty on Search. These guys put me on to play for the Mariners youth team, and from there, they really helped me get to another level and then helped me get my first A-League gig. And yeah, shout out to those guys. And yeah, that's it.
I joined the academy when I was 17 for the under-18s. For a few years, worked my way up and then got my opportunity in the A-League. And then was there for about a season and then LA came around. And yeah, that's the story.
Do you remember when you first met?
Yeah.
I don't remember the first day.
I remember watching him. I'm like, This guy is this tall, man. How is he doing it, bro? And then, yeah, then once he started kicking the ball and I just chase him, it was a bit difficult. So I'm like, makes sense.
Now you've got a bit of distance from, you know, that first season you had where you broke through at the Mariners. Looking back on it now, I guess, how do you sort of, you know, reflect on it? Is it kind of still a bit of a dream or are you like, that's what I did, I nailed it?
I just enjoyed my time there. I just make the most of whatever's in front of me. I just enjoy my time and just happy with what happened, so. Just enjoyed the experience.
Yeah. What was it like watching the Mariners this year? I assume you're probably following them closely.
Yeah, of course. Monty and Serge finally got their chances. A-League coaches, so I was looking forward to watching them play and all the other boys, all our youth boys getting their opportunity. So seeing all the teammates I've played with all get a chance, so I enjoyed that. And enjoy watching little Goranski play. Yeah, watching Nizzy play, I was enjoying that too. And Lewis Miller, the big Buddhas are playing. Yeah, you know? I enjoyed all of this. Actually, fun.
Yeah, well, this season, playing with the Mariners, you mentioned your brother coming through. As we're recording this, he's going to be playing Barcelona in a few hours. Nizzy, what Kwol do you prefer playing with?
No comment. I'm not saying anything.
Tell him the truth, bro. Tell him the truth. This guy said it last week. Tell him the truth. It's okay. Why are you an idiot?
At this stage, I still pick a low.
Yeah, thank you. Enough said, bro.
Gonna go for the older brother. Yeah. I'm sure he's coming for your crown, man.
I don't care about the crown, man. As long as we're all eating, man. It's all good.
Awesome. Again, a question for both of you. You mentioned earlier, Nizzy, that you thought the chance might have gone to play for Australia. And Alu, you've kind of risen late too. Did you ever think, like, say, 3 or 4 years ago, did either of you ever think you would be, you know, at a major tournament pulling on the green and gold? Did you hope?
Not really. Yeah. I thought like I would love to, but then with the players that were going around at the time, I just thought, yeah, nah, maybe not now, but I don't know, see what the future holds. But if it comes, I'll do my best. But until then, just keep working for it. So.
And for me, I thought, look, it was obviously something you'd love to do, but at the stage, I had a more achievable goals at that time, which I thought were I had to get to before I could even get to this. And fortunately, I achieved those, and yeah, I've got this.
Both of you, this is probably your first time playing in Asia against Asian opposition. What do you think that'll be like? I guess it might be a bit of a different style of football.
Yeah, it'll be definitely different. It'll be good to see how other nations develop their players and play. So yeah, it'll be a good challenge. Yeah.
Do you think it'll suit your game, Elliot?
But I don't even know. Way I just face whatever's in front of me and just play.
One part of both of your games that you enjoy is a good tackle. Do you think that's something that, you know, might come in handy? And you both probably have a bit of a different style when it comes to winning the ball back, would you say?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I like to get the ball.
This guy's already on the ground. This guy is already on the ground half the time.
I like to make sure I get the ball and stuff like that. Hello?
If I can't get the ball, I get both. You know?
Like a true number nine,
yeah.
Hey?
Yeah, I get both.
He tackles like a true number nine.
Yeah. Nah.
Watch out, Asia. We'll have to see what happens over the next couple of weeks. Talking about that tournament, heading into it, as you say, it's a bit of the unknown, but what are you boys expecting and what are you hoping to achieve?
Hoping to win, obviously. That's the first goal. And just to perform as a team and just really get in there as a group and fight for each other and just play for each other and play for the badge.
Moving forward, like with the national teams, I guess for you boys, it's a case of then, you know, hoping to impress here and have a look in at senior level.
Yeah, 100%. Everyone wants to play for the Socceroos and stuff. So whatever happens, but I'm just glad to be here.
Awesome. When you both, I guess, pull on that jersey for the first time, you know, at senior, well, competitive level, Will you have a bit of a moment, do you think? I guess, you know, where in that country, is that something that makes you maybe think about the journey that you've had? Or is it all eyes on the game?
No, there'll definitely be a bit of a moment to sort of think about actually putting on a jersey and how much it means and stuff like that. Definitely be sending a photo to my family to show them and stuff like that. But look, once you're sort of out there, you eyes on the prize, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Similar, yeah. Tell us a bit about, I guess, how camp's going. You guys have been in for a couple of days now. Gotten to know the boys. There's probably a lot of boys in this squad that you've played more football against than with over the years.
Yeah, 100%. So far, the camp's been good. Good vibes, positive energy, and training's been good also. So it's good to see familiar faces on your side for once. You're not always against them, so it's pretty good.
Any players in particular that you kind of have had the chance to catch up with that you haven't seen in a while?
Yeah, I haven't seen Nizzy, Miller, Farrell, Yengi, Hussein, who else? That's basically it, actually. The rest of the boys, I see them all the time.
Yeah, fair enough. And before we get to the last section where we'll throw a few quick fire questions at you, Alu, I'm keen to just ask about how Germany was last year. Obviously, probably a bit of a learning experience, but how have you looked back on the last few months over there?
Yeah, I've just been trying to work on certain areas of my game that I'm not so good at. So I've just been developing under good coaches and good staff and just training and enjoying my time there. So just working hard and chipping away, trying to get better.
Well, we will get into our last section, which is just a few quick fire questions that we threw at the boys yesterday. So feel free to give us some, yeah, just super quick responses. To begin with, obviously, when you're in camp, you have a bit of time to spend, you know, outside of all the activities. What's the best way or the best game you have to sort of spend the time in camp?
Handball. School handball. I'm the best. No one's beat me. So, yeah, simple as that.
I just like to read books. I don't really play games. Oh,
get out of here.
What's the last book you've read, mate?
The Alchemist.
Okay. Tiago, the chef's been cooking up a storm. What's your favorite go-to meal in camp?
The yogurt, homemade yogurt. The homemade yogurt he made. It's nice.
Yeah, that's right. The yogurt's decent, yeah.
Fan of that too? There you go. You've had a few long plane trips over the last few weeks. How do you spend the time on the plane?
I just slept, actually. I actually done pretty well. I slept most of the flight, so I was good.
I was next to Lewis and Faz, and we had like a three-way trivia competition. Whoever lost had to pay for food at the airport, but it didn't end up too well.
Okay, how'd you go?
I did all right, but you had to lose two in a row, and everyone just kept winning, so it didn't work out that well.
Fair enough. Sounds like good fun, though. Do either of you have a favourite goal that you've scored?
I've only scored one, so...
There's your answer.
Favourite goal? Probably the diving header, probably, against Western United. Yeah. Easy.
Did you watch it back a few times afterwards, or...?
No, not really. Maybe, five times, but then, I just keep seeing it. Get reposted, so, they force me to watch it, but...
In world football, past or present, is there a player that you would have loved to have played with?
Balotelli. Or Zlatan, or that's basically it. Yeah.
Probably Iniesta or Xavi, one of those two.
Imagine that. Yeah. You guys in midfield with Balotelli and Cole up top.
Yeah, bro.
Wouldn't be bad. Ask the same question, but is there a player that you would not want to play against?
Kante.
Lewis Miller.
You guys matched up in training yet in this
game? He's on my team, actually, so that's pretty good.
Have to wait and see. Fair enough. Almost there, but is there a dream club that if you could play for any club in the world, what club would you play for?
Sure, yours is awesome.
I'll probably go to Palace, Crystal Palace, or Real Madrid. Pretty simple.
A bit different, those two.
Yeah.
Why Palace?
They got a lot of Africans in their team. So, and we're not the biggest club, but we always fight and do well against the big dogs. So, it's good.
Mine would probably be probably Chelsea, just because it's my childhood club. So,
fair enough. All good. And last one, you boys are roommates on this camp. How does each other rank? What are the best and worst roommates that you've had over the years? And are you guys up there?
My roommates have always been good people. So no problem with me.
No, we're decent. We're definitely up there.
Yeah, my last one was Ron. We were solid, bro.
All right, that's about all we've got time for. Do you boys want to do the outro for us?
What's the outro?
Anything.
Appreciate you having us on. This is the Low Quail and Josh Nisbet. Yeah.
That's all, folks. Oh, a bit of Looney Tunes, huh?